Didn't want to sit in the candy. All right. Everybody doing okay this morning? All right. It's very important. A couple things you all know. I put some new gifts back in the back. So when you fill out your sermon outline, you go in the back and there'll be something back there for you. But we want you paying attention. This is your church. It's not the adult church. So that's important. But I want to talk to you about what the church looks like. What does our church look like? This. Lights. Okay. It's white. It's got a steeple on top. Now, that's kind of a trick question because really, that's what the church building looks like. Let me show you. The church looks like my little friend here. You going to be my help this morning? I need a yes or no. Is that a yes?
Yes.
All right. This is the church. It's people. It's people who have, who know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But this young man is we're going to call him the church, and I'm going to say, well, listen. How many fingers do you have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many you got? 5 over here, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, I don't think you need one of those fingers. Can I have it?
No.
Why not? I mean, you have 2 thumbs. Can I have one of them? Okay, why?
Because you're going to cut it off.
That's a good answer. Because I'm going to cut it off. Well, can I have one of your ears? You have 2.
No.
Are your ears important?
Yes.
Yeah. Your fingers are important? Your toes are important?
Your nose
is important? Okay, now I want y'all to listen to me. The Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 describes the church not as a building, but as believers in Jesus Christ. And he talks about in that whole passage how the ear can't say to the foot, I don't need you. We need all the body parts, our fingers, our toes, our ears, our nose, to be the body, to be who we are. But here's the deal. In church, we need everybody. We need everybody to be a part of the church because everyone in this room has a gift or a talent that I don't have that they can use to make our church better. A lot of people say, well, it's kind of like a football game. I go to the football game, but I sit on the bench. I'm not one of those ones that plays. God never designed for people to sit on the bench. When you don't use your gifts and talents for the glory of God, we all suffer. And whether you can, you have a talent of singing or not singing, it doesn't make any difference. Every single one of you guys are important. And that's why it's important to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior and be a part of the church. The church are human beings who know Jesus. And so all of you, this is your church. Even though you're kids, this is your church. You can sing in this church. You can worship in this church. You can serve in this church. Because why? You're the church. So it's very important to understand God wants you to be a part of this church family and to do what you can only do. Okay? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for these kids, and I pray that you would help them to understand how important they are to our church. Even though they're kids, they're still incredibly important. They can lead in worship. They can lead in Bible studies. They can lead in so many areas. And help the adults to understand every single one of them is important. We need everybody to be involved. And I thank you for this church. And I thank you it's people, it's not a building. In Jesus' name. Amen.